Hello.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Chris McIntyre from KFM Radio. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just called to let you know that you have been named February's KFM Teacher of the Month.
Stop it.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's a great way to start the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, you were nominated by Jamie Painter.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Yeah,
Jamie's got a student in your class?
Yes, my little Zoe.
Yeah? Well, congratulations, we named Teacher of the Month. As Teacher of the Month, we're going to get you a $100 gift card from Tompkins State Bank.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get you the Big Red Apple Award with your name engraved on it from Lackey Monuments.
And okay.
We've got a bouquet from Cooks & Company.
Oh, my goodness. That just made my whole day.
Yeah, congratulations. Gelsberg Nissan, part of this. They've been a big partner in the Teacher of the Month program for a long time as well.
They're amazing, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me ask, how many years have you been teaching?
This is my sixth year as a second grade teacher, and I coach track at the high school.
Oh, okay. So you have your plate full then, don't you?
Yep, and I'm in grad school right now.
Okay. What got you into teaching?
You know, I've always worked with kids, and from coaching and before and after school programs, and, you know, halfway through college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do, and my mom kind of said, well, what do you mean? You love working with kids, and so I took the teaching route at Monmouth College, and it's been the best thing that ever happened to me.
Did you have a teacher growing up that that really inspired you?
Definitely my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Mushton. I grew up on the West Coast, outside of Seattle, and she was just the most creative, just nurturing kindergarten teacher, and I knew I wanted to give that back to students. And I had such great teachers in Galesburg growing up and through high school, and I knew I wanted to be that person for somebody who needed it.
What are the challenges, of course, this year and, you know, part of last year has been unique, to say the least.
Yeah.
But the challenges of teaching today?
You know, really just technology. You just never know what you're going to get. My students have been resilient through this. They have adapted and learned so many new skills for navigating this. But sometimes you're at the mercy of technology. When Google decides it wants to go out, it's going to go out.
Yeah,
and
right.
You have to adapt to that. And my students right now are so much more patient than I even sometimes. And I think they've just grown tremendously in the ways we need to adapt and their skill base. They can do some pretty amazing things with technology. And I can't wait to see that transfer in person when we start bringing more students back to the building.
What advice would you give new teachers?
Don't give up. It can be really frustrating, but find your people and love them hard, and don't be afraid to ask for help. I have a great group of educators from all over the counties that I rely on when I'm stuck with something or need help with something. From college all the way from mentors, they play a really important role. So make those connections, and don't forget to ask for help when you need it.
What's your favorite part of teaching in the classroom?
Oh, my gosh. I love math. I think math is so concrete. And when kids start to really understand numbers and how they go together, to watch that, you know, light bulb moment happen, it's pretty cool. And I'm just a math nerd. I just love numbers. And so I love seeing them start to understand those bigger concepts when we start adding and subtracting with regrouping and bigger numbers. And that's a big deal in second grade. So, and I love introducing new books. I'm a Scholastic junkie, and I have a new Scholastic order every month. And so introducing new texts to my students is always a highlight. Yeah.
Well, once again, congratulations for being named Teacher of the Month.
Thank you so much. That means so much. I'm so excited.